it's taken a while, and I do apologise that I'm late, but had quite a bit of sobering up to do, I'm halfway there now, to be fair. So I've perused the local rag, and I have to sort of say that it's testament to the pace of life here in Chichester, and also to the extraordinarily high standard of journalistic prowess that we have at the Chichester Observer, that I've managed to find an article which I think will interest you sufficiently on page number 15 of the Observer, dated Thursday, August the 5th, 2010. The article reads, "Vintage clothes dryer is still working perfectly. We asked you to let us know about items that are still going strong years after their sell-by date. And Elaine Bishop of Orchard Street, Chichester, got in touch about her Flatley dryer, which her mother bought in 1955 and which is still going strong today." Now, who'd have thought it? The Flatley is a cabinet used to dry clothes. It's made from a metal box with wooden rails to hang the clothes onto, with a guarded element similar to that in an electric fire at the bottom. It makes me kind of think that it's like a toaster for clothes, and perhaps not that fucking safe. "Anyway, it's been used continually since 1955, says Elaine. I tend to use it more in the winter. I'll use it every week for a couple of days, as it not only dries the clothes, but it also acts as a heater." Elaine's mother bought it when they moved to a bungalow in Worthing. Elaine has never felt the need to replace it with a new tumble dryer, as she feels there's no need. It's efficient and it does what she needs it to do. "I've never had it repaired or had any problems with it," says Elaine. "I think it is because, as with most older items, they are very simple, so not much can go wrong with them, apart from perhaps turning your house into a blazing fucking inferno." Elaine. N.E. Weston of The Drive, Chichester, still uses a Chilton spin dryer, which, when it was serviced in the late 1950s, was predicted to last a few more years only. Whereas Rita Gilby of Bosham is using a Hawkins universal pressure cooker she bought in 1950 whilst living in a local prefab. "I can't imagine cooking some meals without it, and I managed to get a new seal several years ago, so it's still going strong," she says. Rita still has the cookery book that came with it, and adds proudly she still has furniture that she bought with dockets after the war. Well, God bless you, Rita Gilby of Bosham, and how's them onions?